Dave, we know that the vaccine is being rolled out. People have to. You and I have been half jabbed. We've got to get our second jab.
We've got to go the full jab.
The full jab is coming up next month. And if beforehand we can get in, we can certainly do that. But we need to get vaccinations rolling out as fast as we can.
Yeah.
It's important before we get into those Christmas seasons too.
Well, absolutely. That's why we've got Dr. Jeanette Young on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Chief Health Officer, you have done a fantastic job, an amazing job over the last, well, navigating this pandemic for 18 months. Is it tiring?
Oh, it is, but it's also fantastic to see the response from Queenslanders. But the job's not yet done. Mm. So we've done a really good job in Queensland in keeping the virus out, but now it's going to come in. So we've just got to protect ourselves by getting vaccinated. So that's rapidly rolling out across the state. But in a few areas, it's taking a little bit longer. And one of them's Mackay. So thank you for having me on your show. And anything you can do to get people to understand that there's no time to wait. Now's the time to get vaccinated. Today. Today's the day to go out and do it. Because once the virus starts circulating through our state, which it will, very soon, it will definitely hunt out those people who aren't vaccinated.
There is a lot of confusion when it comes to the vaccines, though. You know, like some people have to have the AstraZeneca, then there's the Pfizer, then there's the Moderna, and now there's a new pill apparently as well. It just gets confusing for the average person.
Of course it does, and that's why I'm going around the state to try and remove some of that confusion. Mm. So now in Queensland, and indeed across the whole state, anyone can choose which vaccine they want. So originally, people who are 60 and over had to have the AstraZeneca, and people under 60 had choice of Pfizer or Moderna. Now, anyone who's 12 years of age or older can have any of them. Now, my recommendation today is if you haven't been vaccinated already, go and get Pfizer or Moderna because you can get full protection much more quickly. So Pfizer, you need a 3-week gap. Moderna, you need a 4-week gap between doses. Whereas AstraZeneca, you need a 12-week gap. Yeah. So if you haven't had one dose of AstraZeneca, I would suggest it's a bit late now to go and get AstraZeneca. You need to get Pfizer or Moderna. Doesn't matter which one. You can get Pfizer from one of our Queensland health clinics or a GP. You can get Moderna from a pharmacy.
And Dave and I have both had AstraZeneca, so we're waiting for our second jab. If somebody's listening to this at the moment, Dr. Young, and saying, oh, well, I've had AstraZeneca, can I go and get a second jab? But does it have to be Moderna? Can it be Pfizer? Did you say that, or...?
At the moment, at this point in time, ATAGI, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, that body at the Commonwealth level that advises on vaccine, is saying you can't mix and match your vaccines. At this stage, you've got to have a second one that's the same as the first one.
Now, we've also got Minister for Health and Ambulance Services with us as well. Yvette Dath is joining us. Yvette, I've got to say, this is just like Dr. Young is saying, it's a hard thing to navigate, but is our health and medical services prepared for, because I'm assuming that we're going to see more cases rise as the borders open up.
Yeah.
Are we prepared for that?
Yeah. Look, we're prepared as we can be. What we need everyone to understand is that when this virus comes into our community, which it absolutely will once we open the borders up, both domestically and internationally, because, that's it's just common sense that, viruses will spread, that it's not going to hit our communities evenly. It's not going to spread across our emergency departments and our ICUs evenly or our schools or our businesses. It's going to hit those towns that have low vaccinations. That's where ground zero will be.
Okay.
This virus is, it's quite evil. It will seek out people who are unvaccinated. That's the way it works. So we don't want towns with low vaccination rates being overwhelmed in their hospitals, their kids sick in the schools, important resource or tourism sectors actually not having the workforce because they're all sick with the virus.
Okay, can we just wrap up things here with one last question? Simple yes or no would be happy with this. When it comes to the different vaccines, we've gone from needle down to pill now. Can we take it one step further for the uptake around our region and see if we can do a deal with either Forex Gold or Bundaberg Rum and put it in the, put it in the drinks?
That would work so much easier.
Like, the uptake would be fantastic. We'd be at 100%, wouldn't we?
We've got to think of ideas like that. We really do. But there isn't a pill available. That's different.
Mm.
Vaccines are all for COVID or delivered by me. So don't let people think that they can hold out and get a pill, because I know some people really don't like needles.
I'm one of those people. But we have to do it to keep our community safe. And as you said, yeah. I've just been handed a couple of questions here, ladies. If I can just race through these as well, because I know we've run out of time. But Dr. Young, do you know, is it possible that there's going to be more variants? And if we do get more variants, this is from our listeners, these questions. If there's more variants, does that mean we have to get boosters or extra vaccines down the track?
You've got a very clever listener there. At this stage, we've actually seen Delta being the predominant variant for a long time. It hasn't really been taken over by any other variants. So, yes, there is a possibility there could be more variants, but at the moment it looks like Delta is what we're having to face, and it's pretty tough.
Vaccinations are important. Here's just another question from another listener. Vaccinations are obviously important. We're encouraging everybody in Mackay with Sundays to get vaccinated.
Yep.
But will masks be part of our long-term future?
Possibly, but I hope to see that we need them a lot less.
Yeah, right.
They're uncomfortable, and I know people don't like them. I personally don't like them. They're very effective, but we'll just have to see what we do going forward. At the moment, it's really important everyone has rapid access to one so they can quickly use one if we start seeing any spread in the community.
And one last question, I know, because you are on a tight time frame this morning. Will cases rise when the borders... We obviously know that the cases will rise when Queensland borders open up. And will the chunk of population who have had the vaccination, that's not saying that they're never going to get this disease, you can still get it, but it gives you the better chance at survival, right?
Much, much, much better chance.
Okay.
So around 95%. So if you've been vaccinated, the chance of you getting serious disease is actually very low.
Yeah,
the chance of getting serious disease if you're not vaccinated is pretty high.
Mm.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time there. Can't wait for the Shazza and Dazza variants to come out.
The beer, so we can drink the beer and we'll be vaccinated. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for that. And of course, you want to hear that again on our podcast, triplem.com.au. They've done a great job in keeping our state safe, along with Anastasia Palaszczuk as well, with Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.